manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Kalingalinga in need of maths and science teachers. Zambia's exit from IMF program raises concerns. In international headlines, Venezuela frees some American citizens. And in sports, Osward and Perry set aside family ties. And other news in detail. Kalingalinga Ward 36 councillor in Monali constituency, Mukwesa Nyoni, has bemoaned the shortage of mathematics and science teachers in his ward. Councillor Nyoni has cited Kalingalinga Primary School, which has been without a mathematics teacher for over 2 years, as a case in point. He revealed this during the fourth ordinary council meeting, stating that the situation has adversely affected PPU's performance in the subject. The civic leader said his office has made several attempts to engage the District Education Board Secretary's office, but to no avail. Mr. Nyoni emphasized that the lack of qualified teachers in key subjects like mathematics and science could have long-term implications on the PPU's academic prospects.
And I'm aware that it is not only Kalingalinga where we have a crisis in terms of a mathematics school teacher. I'm aware that most of the schools are using just the teachers who are interested in mathematics, though without the qualifications. Because if you go to the DEBS or the records to the Ministry of Education, most teachers fail to qualify in teaching mathematics. So as leaders, we are quite puzzled with this scenario. Are we going to live like this? Because the representative at one of the previous council meetings told us that there are few mathematics teachers. That is why my school does not have one.
A concerned citizen has called on the contractor working on the road from Lusaka's Salama Park area leading to Mtendere East to put humps on the road. Mr. Samuel has expressed concern over the lack of humps on the four-way lane. He has revealed that children find it difficult to cross the road due to the speeding vehicles. He has stated that the contractor should act swiftly to avoid accidents and deaths of pupils. Zambia National Education Coalition ZANEC Board Chairperson Henry Kabwe has commended the government over its decision to move the Free Education Bill in Parliament. Mr. Kabwe says education is every child's right regardless of their family background. He says if the Free Education Bill will be passed into law, it will help stop early child marriages, child labor, school abuse, and other bad vices that society is grappling with. He explained that provisions of the free education will enable parents channel resources meant for school fees towards economic activities and contribute to national development. He says ZANEC is in full support of government decisions, but called on it to come up with a plan on how it will meet the needs such as desks, infrastructure and academic provisions. Chipata City Council has expressed concern over the rising number of illegal waste dumping sites across Chipata District. Chipata City Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Grace Lungu says the council has noted with concern the indiscriminate dumping of solid waste, which has continued posing a serious threat to public health, environmental safety and the overall cleanliness of the city. Ms. Lungu says legal action will be enforced on individuals and institutions found engaging in illegal waste disposal according to the Solid Waste Regulation and Management Act of 2018, the Public Health Act of the Laws of Zambia and the Statutory Instrument No. 12 of 2018. Additionally, she says environmental protection guidelines enforced by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, prohibit such practices as they contribute to pollution and environmental degradation, and the council reminds members of the public that digging, refuse pits or dumping waste within residential compounds is not permitted under Zambian law.
Therefore, they contribute to pollution and environmental degradation. So as a council, we wish to remind members of the public that digging refuse pits or dumping waste within the residential compounds is not permitted under the law. Chipata City Council has licensed 5 franchise waste management companies to provide solid waste collection services within the district. And so all residential and business owners are strongly advised to subscribe to one of these authorized waste management companies without fail. As a council, we generally observe that in most areas where illegal dumping spots are found, because most residents in those areas are not subscribed to.
Meanwhile, Chipata City Council Town Clerk Mr. Dulani Piri, through the Public Health Department, conducted random spot checks on illegal dumping sites around Old Belt Stadium and Holy Hill areas, as well as Mpezeni Park, among other places. Western Province presidential campaign team says Zambians are expected to renew President Hakainde Hichilema's mandate in the next general election, citing his performance and fulfillment of key campaign promises since assuming office. Western Province media coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says the president has demonstrated strong and people-centered leadership over the past 4 years, marked by the implementation of policies aimed at improving the welfare of citizens across the country. He notes that flagship commitments such as the free education, job creation initiatives, and significant increase in the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, have been successfully delivered. Mr. Mulemwa points out that developmental projects are now evident in all 156 constituencies, with both urban and rural communities benefiting from expanded social protection programs and increased government investments. He adds that these interventions have contributed to visible improvements in living standards, particularly in rural areas, including Western Province, which he says is now receiving an equitable share of national resources.
Further, Zambians will recall how the opposition lied that President Hichilema was pushing to amend the Republican Constitution in order to extend his tenure of office from 5 to 7 years, remove the running mate and 50% plus one clauses. And just recently, they were also busy peddling falsehoods that the head of state was sick, when in fact not, as he was in Southern Province on a working holiday. All in all, so-called opposition alliances are crumbling and disintegrating due to leaders' insatiable appetite for power, where everyone wants to lead, while President Hichilema is building a solid bond and alliance with the Zambian people because of his selfless people-centered leadership that places the well-being of the people as a priority.